Hey, so today is December 15th, 2018. I'm sitting here on the Bottom Line podcast with my beautiful, lovely wife, Patricia.
Hey.
And I'm here with my little big cousin, DJ Billingsley.
What up?
Yeah. So we just here to talk some little lifestyle stuff or and whatnot or whatever it is. We're going to talk about some sports. We're going to talk about some culture. We're going to talk about music or all kinds of different things on the Bottom Line podcast, you know? So we got DJ. DJ, tell them a little bit about yourself.
Oh, you know, just that that young grinder on a mission trying to make it happen one day at a time. See, let's get it, man. You already know what it is, man.
Well, I see you're very, very, very tall, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, tell the audience how tall you are, man.
Oh, you know, well, you know, young boy, 5'19", around that shit, you know what I'm saying?
5'19", yeah. All right. That's a different one. I ain't never heard no 5'19", man, but sounds pretty tall, yeah, but kind of short at the same time.
Kind of fucks up a little way.
Okay.
Supposed to do something like that.
All right. So, Patty, you know. Tell them a little bit about yourself. Oh, Patty don't want to talk about herself.
I'm just here.
Patty just sipping on her wine. Patty just chilling.
Here, drinking my wine.
Patty just observing. She might say a little bit of things. I don't know if she want to talk too much.
Gotta get into it. Come on, blah.
Yeah. So, my family and everybody, we all love basketball a lot.
Facts.
So that's probably gonna be like one of the main things we come at you with all the time. Probably in all the podcasts, you're going to hear about some good-ass NBA talk. And you know, we got DJ here. DJ, what fan are you?
Come on, nigga. L.A. all day, of course. Come on, man. Lakers all day.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say Clippers. I don't know, man.
You know, I believe in one realistic L.A. team, the legit Los Angeles Lakers.
I feel that. If you believe that.
That's it.
And, you know, me, I'm going to say this. I'm a LeBron James loyalist.
That's right.
But I ain't rooting for no Lakers. I'm a Cleveland Cavalier fan. I'm going to just stay there. I ain't going to hop with LeBron this time on how people be hopping and
who's
stuff.
Who's the best player on the Cavs?
The best player on the Cavs is probably like, I'm going to have to say Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson.
Shout out to Tristan Thompson. You know what? Kevin Love is our best player, but he's hurt.
Kevin Love. Okay, see,
he's hurt. But you know, so is Tristan Thompson.
Look, your best player is Jordan Clarkson, and you can't.
Hey, you know what? Jordan Clarkson, he be having some games. When we win, he play good.
No,
that's all I gotta say.
Look. Yeah, but all right.
Okay, but we can talk about the Lakers a little bit.
Let's go.
Tonight, LeBron and Lonzo, they both posted triple-doubles in a Laker win. That's the first time that happened since 2007. The last time that happened was Jason Kidd and Vince Carter on the New Jersey Nets, now the Brooklyn Nets. And then the last time two Lakers have done that was Kareem and Magic, and that was in 82. So that's crazy. That don't ever happen. That's rare stuff. So shout out to those two Laker boys. Lonzo, he coming along real nice. Yeah. Matter of fact, the whole Laker team is coming along real nice.
Yeah. Very, yeah.
Man, Kyle Kuzma. Oh, my gosh. He's a problem. I don't know what DJ thinks about the Lakers, but
tell me a little bit what you think about the Lakers. I mean, bro, you know, last year. Yeah, it's been a journey, honestly, man, coming from the start. Last year, though, you know what I'm saying?
The last four or five years. I mean, since Kobe retired. Even Kobe's last couple of years, it was pretty bad.
Yeah, it's been bad. It's been terrible.
But yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, it's getting a lot better now. And that's why I'm like, you already know what I'm saying about that shit, bro. You know what I'm saying? We kill it out here, you know?
All right.
I feel like we should be doing better, though, honestly.
Well, you know what? The West is very tight. If you lose two games, you might be out the playoffs. If you win two games, you might be the first seed. Who knows?
Yeah.
But you know what? I think that's enough to talk about the NBA today, you know. We had a little bit to talk about the Lakers. We're going to talk about the NBA more. We got more things to talk about. There's a whole bunch of stuff to talk about. But, you know, this is the introduction, podcast episode. So we want to keep it real limited. All right, so we in our next segment. We're going to talk about the culture and what's going on in our today's world and our celebrities and all that hoopla and hoop-dee-doo-dah and all that crap. So, you know, DJ, he was sitting here telling me about some stuff. I don't know what he was talking about. He's talking about some Nicki Minaj and Meek Mill. So tell me a little more about it, DJ.
Yeah, man. So it's just dumb that I don't know, man. It's just crazy because the black artists, you know what I'm saying? Like, they used to date and shit like that. There shouldn't be any animosity between the two, but there is.
Well, that's the way the world goes, bro. There's a lot of bitterness.
Nah, fuck that, though. Like, niggas, we need to come together and shit like that. Like, we can't be doing this fighting amongst each other and shit.
Oh, yeah, I agree. We shouldn't be fighting with each other as a people. Shoot, no. I think we should all love each other. That's how the world should be. But it ain't like that. That's not how it's going to be ever. There's always going to be hate. There's always going to be racism. There's always going to be problems like that. You know, and we really can't control other people. All we can do is control ourselves and try to raise.
If we can't love ourselves, we can't love one another together.
Nah. I mean,
it's just more hate and more hate and more hate.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, like, I don't understand.
He's hating on Meek Mill because he's becoming successful right now. He's coming back on his rise. Ever since, remember when Drake shitted on him and, like,
He came back.
Did you hear about that?
Well, he came back and dropped a hot album.
You feel me?
They're just taking shots at each other.
Right now, yeah.
I mean, I think it's kind of crazy how they do that to each other. They shouldn't be doing that. They on top of the world, man. They all got millions of dollars. They shouldn't be beefing with each other. They should be trying to help other people learn, like, the nature of how to get that money like that. I understand they did it celebrity way, but, you know. Like, spread the love, spread the wealth for other people, you know?
It's a bad image and representation on the two. Like, they can handle it like adults. They don't have to bring it in the media and do that kind of stuff in the, you know what I mean? Like, in front of people. I guess, like, they're kind of, like, trying to advertise that. And it's like, come on, you guys are adults. Like,
well, TMZ, that's all they want to do. That's what TMZ makes their money at. Yeah, TMZ makes their money off of that.
It's like, damn, like, you guys are really, I see, like, when they, you know how they say they sell their souls?
Yeah.
Like, they're really...
Well, TMZ, they will, they be ruining people's careers.
Yeah.
Kareem Hunt, Ray Rice. Those guys release the videos of these dudes and these domestic violence incidents. TMZ releases all this stuff, and it makes these black brothers look bad because they made a mistake and they got caught on camera. I'm not taking anything away from what they did. They did mess up. But a lot of people say they don't deserve second chances. And I have a whole different feeling towards that.
Like, TMZ caught up doing something like that?
Oh, yeah, TMZ. I don't know if you've seen the Kareem Hunt video. Who's Kareem Hunt is a football player for the Chiefs. And I guess he pushed some girl and kicked her.
He kicked her.
Yeah, you got to watch the video. You can bring it up on your phone if you would like.
Yeah,
just type in Kareem Hunt.
I just think he was pretty much just, you know, surrounding himself around the wrong people.
And alcohol.
Just from the look of the video, it just seemed like he kind of put himself in that situation, especially knowing that he's a professional football player. And, you know, he's supposed to be sponsored and, you know, doing good things and, you know, being an image for younger kids. And just, you know, by him putting himself around people like that, it's just, you know, he pretty much, you know, did that to himself.
And
you
yet. Know,
people do deserve second chances, but especially when you're, you know, in a sport.
You got that image.
You have to protect that.
Yeah, you can't really be doing things like that as a professional athlete.
As a man.
As a man, period. Yeah. You know, you're right as a man, but especially as a professional athlete because you have so many people looking up to you and looking at you. You're a famous man. Like,
I'm telling you, millions of dollars.
Yeah, getting paid millions of dollars. But, you know, like, that's just, we got that all off TMZ. We just went, like, off rail because of TMZ. But TMZ tries to put a bad image on people and tries to bring down on people. Why do they follow these people with cameras and do things like that just to see what they're doing? Like, they're
they had Kanye West booking it.
Yeah, they had Kanye West booking
it. Kanye West on the move, boy. You ran a 4-4 flat.
Oh, he does a good job, though.
At ruining people? Like, it's like,
I mean, I'm going to tell you this.
Jobs, you know, talking to some people, but there is some pretty bad stuff put out there, you know, but.
Well, if I'm famous and TMZ following me like they be doing Kim and Kanye, I might act crazy too, but not like Kanye crazy, but I might be booking it to my car. I can see me booking it to my car like that. I can see me doing that. Yep. Why don't y'all leave me alone? I'll be gone, nigga.
I seen the video and I kept it going all day. I went in tears all day.
I don't know if anybody's seen the video of Kanye just walking out and then he just started running out of nowhere. It was funny.
Oh, yeah, but
speaking of Kanye, man, we can go on for days and days about the dude. Yeah. But I'm going to just say this. The dude has mental health issues. We're not going to talk bad about him. Take your medicine, Kanye. And you're not on your medicine. You need to take your medicine. And that's real stuff. Or stop acting crazy if you don't want to take your medicine. Stay in the house and stay off of Twitter.
No, take the medicine.
Take the medicine?
Take that shit.
Take the medicine? You need to take your medicine. Because we don't want you out here. We don't want you getting hurt or nothing, man. I know you ain't going to hear this, but, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, he needs to take his medicine, right? Okay.
We want the old Kanye.
We want the old Kanye, yeah. But he ain't coming back. Ever since his mother passed away, he's a different person.
He's in another world right now.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. All right. So, you know what? We can go off of talking about music from Kanye. Let's talk about some music. So DJ, he loves all the new school rappers. Me.
I love all music.
Nah. Hold on. Hold on.
I love all music.
DJ be talking about E-40. I don't accept any E-40 talk about E-40 because E-40 is a legend. Hello.
Yeah. No, it's E-40, of course, but still at the same time, it's not his time anymore. It's not his era. He's not on top. I can show you like 10 different rappers that are killing it.
Bro, E-40 put out like E-40 put out like four or five albums in the last 4-5 years that are his best work. I don't know why. They're his best work.
I disagree.
Okay. You could talk crazy. Everybody always talk about that Tell Me When to Go. Tell Me When to Go was cool. Man, that's not his best stuff to me, though. I'm telling you. Oh, man. The Sharp One All Four Corners, man. Woo! I'm going to tell you something. Hold that's up. One of my top five albums of all time. Yes.
Hold on.
Yes. Yes. Choices.
Like, when Choices is an option? Are you serious?
Choices was one of the hardest songs to come out in the 2000s.
Is that yes and no stuff? Is that...
Yep.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ever told on a nigga? Nope.
Yeah.
Ever squeeze a trigger? Yep. You ever set a nigga up? You ever helped a brother out when he was down on his luck? Come on, DJ. Well, I mean, you talking about some nigga named Blueface is better hard. Than it's better than
hey, Blueface baby.
That's him.
Yeah. He's hard.
He looked like Kelly Oubre.
Who's that?
The Washington Wizard.
Alright, check it out. Alright, look. Let me just play a little something for you real quick. Look, just tell me this isn't.
Nah, I don't want to hear that.
Just give it a look.
Which one? What song is that?
That's. I couldn't even take an L with a Lexus. Say I'm
a dog chose up on her best friend. She think I only... See, this is what I don't want to hear.
Alright.
Who is this rapper you talking about?
One Take J.
One Take J. Alright. DJ talking about some nigga named One Take J. DJ always got some crazy rappers. He always coming over here with some new rapper.
I'm into music like that.
Yeah.
It just happens to... Hey, guess what? Look, let me tell you how I found about this dude, alright? I'm online playing GTA Online, alright? This nigga just starts rapping. I'm like, oh, shit, you pretty hard. When he was like, yeah, I'm a rapper. I was like, no, you're not. He was like, yeah, I swear to God, you are. He's like, my name is One Take J. I did a song with Blueface and shit. Looked him up. He's a rapper. He's hard.
Okay.
He's freestyling and shit, bro.
Okay, so you met this nigga online.
Yeah.
Like, playing GTA.
GTA.
And he was just flowing for you.
He was just rapping in the lobby and shit. It's a real online.
Oh,
like,
okay. Yeah. So it's kind of, okay, I got you. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, DJ, who's your top five rappers?
I mean, well, look, man, that's a tough question, bro. For real, it's like, shit. I'm like a Lil Wayne Drake era listener, so.
Yeah, I know. You're one of them guys.
Yeah, like if you asking me about like
you don't know nothing,
Biggie.
You don't know nothing about the 90s.
I'm not really into that 90s rap like that. Like,
okay.
I mean, Eminem used to be hard as a kid.
Oh, Eminem. Okay. Yeah, we're going to get to the list. Come on, let me hear.
I'm a West Coast nigga, but Biggie over Pac all day. Biggie had more bars, in my opinion. His flow was better. I mean, Pac was more lyrical, of course, and had a better message, but still Biggie had more flow and more energy in his rap.
Okay.
I feel like, you know.
So who's your top five? You don't even have to go top five.
Right now, if I was going to say top five.
Ever. I'm not talking that now.
All right. Drake is number one all time, in my opinion. I'm sorry. I'm just going to say that shit right now. He's got the albums and the songs to back it up. So I say that confidently. Drake is number one. All time, probably go Lil Wayne.
Oh my gosh,
Jay-Z.
I'm so upset right now. Y'all don't even
females.
Know.
Females, there's no females.
What are you talking about?
No female rappers.
Who? What is that?
Your top five.
Female what?
Well, female.
What is she talking about right now? What did she say?
You're saying all guys.
Who's it? Yeah.
Automatic. You guys just think about.
Well, if we had to, and look, if any, okay, if any woman, if any woman was to be in the top five, it'd probably be Missy. It'd probably be Missy Elliott or Lauryn Hill. That's the only two. All right, Lauryn Hill might get the consideration for real, for real.
Wow.
No, I wonder, like her album. I forgot what
we're talking about. Day. Missy Elliott, y'all.
Yeah. Bro, I'm telling you, like, if any female was to get considered in the top five, which it's not gonna happen because
it's only five.
It's a man's world.
Yeah, it's only five. It's Missy Elliott. There's Nicki Minaj. There's Cardi B.
Don't forget Lil Kim.
Lil Kim and one more. Give me one more.
You got Iggy Trina. Zella.
There we go. That's about all.
You over here. You over here sleep.
Am I?
Remy Ma, you got Trina.
Who is Remy Ma?
You know Remy Ma. You know who Remy Ma. She run with Terror Squad. Pat Joe and them.
I haven't.
All right, well, give me your last two, because you had Drake, Wayne, and Jay-Z.
I'm going to have to give, wow, all time, man. That's tough. Because right now, I'd say Lil Uzi. He's got to be on the list.
God.
I'm sorry. Look,
I'm so upset.
You won't go anywhere in the world and not hear Lil Uzi being played. So I can say that. Look, he's hard.
Can't come to my house and hear it.
Hey, on me? That's because you're crazy. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Can't come to my house and hear it.
All right, well, just wait.
So Lil Uzi, number four. All time for DJ.
I don't know. I'm not saying he's number four. I'm saying he's on the list, though. He might be four or five.
Okay. And who's your number four or five?
I look. This is not in any type of order. These are just some names. So
no, you only get five. You can't put six or seven.
Nah, yeah. I'm gonna say five names. I wouldn't put them in the spot, though.
Okay.
It was like one to five and shit.
You crazy, man. I'm so mad right now.
There's so many artists right now, bro.
I'm on
a whole new wave.
DJ's got like some.
Look, your list is gonna have Ti in it, so I'm not even gonna like listen.
You don't even know. You don't even know what my list has.
Ti. All
right, let me give you my list. Number one all time is Eminem, the White Boy. Wow. He's the best all time. Nobody can F with him. Number two all time, Ice Cube.
Wow.
What? This is facts, bro.
I'm not saying that.
Number three is Tupac. And for me, simply me, number four is 50 Cent.
Wow, okay.
And number five is Snoop Dogg.
Okay. So you would listen to those five artists for the rest of your life.
Yes.
I'll be all right.
I'm happy
as fuck.
I'll be
all right. With Ice Cube and...
I'll be all right. Yes. Yes, I'll be okay. I'll be okay with Eminem, Ice Cube, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and Tupac. I'll be all right. I'll be all right with them.
Yeah, we real,
Come on, what's up with your list?
I got
you got a little Uzi in your list. You disqualified, bro.
I want to dance a little bit. I want to do a little jig.
Yeah, you can jig. I can jig this some Eminem. I can jig this some Eminem.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
What song can you jig to with Eminem?
Oh, he got a whole bunch. Patty, you got a top five rappers? Leave her alone. Let her talk. Let her talk.
I don't really like Nicki Minaj. I like Cardi B better.
Okay, but you got a top five rappers? You listen to hip hop, Patty. You got your little underground dude you like and stuff like that.
I mean, yeah, I like Mos Def.
Okay.
I like Lauryn Hill.
Okay, there we go. It's Patty's two. You got three more.
The Weeknd.
Alright, I ain't mad
Does
at
he count or is it how
to he counts. He counts.
The Weeknd. I like Kalani. I love Kalani.
Okay.
Because I can relate to her.
Okay.
I need one more. Did you say Drake?
Come on. Who's your five?
Did you say Drake?
Yeah, you got one more.
I don't know. I guess. I don't really know. I'm like listening to more. Oh, of course, Trey Songz.
Trey Songz is R&B.
Okay, but that's what I listen to.
Oh, okay. That's our top five artists. I just say that. Yeah. So, all right. So, you know, we got, we had Kalani, Mos Def, Lauryn Hill, Trey Songz and The Weeknd. All right. So that was Patty's list. For DJ, we had, he didn't have a five. We had Lil Uzi, we had Drake and Wayne, and Jay-Z. What was your fifth?
Jay-Z. Oh, man. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, one more person I could.
The thing that makes me mad about DJ is he put Lil Uzi in there. I'm sorry.
I know you're going to hate that.
I'm sorry. Look. Half the people in the world don't even know who Lil Uzi is.
Yes.
I named everybody. At least you can name everybody.
Listen, I don't want to see you cry. That song? DJ, everybody knows that song.
DJ, you live in a whole different world than what I live in.
You know that song.
Nah.
You know that?
Nah. Big Mike don't know it.
Yeah, I bet. I guarantee he does. If he's ever turned on the radio, he knows exactly
what Big Mike don't know it.
He knows that song for sure.
Look, I'm just telling you something, okay? Who's your number five? You got to decide. I need it now, man. You over here killing all my time. All
right. Damian Lillard. No, I'm just playing.
Dame Dollar. Hey.
He's nice, though. I ain't going to flex, but you know.
He is nice.
Got some bars.
He is a real rapper too. He has albums.
Nah, but damn.
See, this is kind of hard for DJ. He not very.
There's so much. Bro. Hey,
he like shitty rappers. So
nah,
it's bro, really it's I'm real hard.
To, hey, look, the lyrics right now is just. Oh, you know what, J. Cole.
Okay, you know what?
Yeah.
I can respect J. Cole. That's an honorary like number six or seven for me too. I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, J. Cole, he should be like number one on there.
He's up there.
Big Sean is nice, but Big Sean's not a top ten rapper to me all the time. I'm
Kendrick,
sorry.
I
be knowing my facts. All right.
I feel like a lot of people love hip hop. So much hip hop now. It's all hip hop, rap.
Well, yeah, hip hop then took over the world.
People don't like jazz. People don't like
What's making a comeback is reggaeton.
Well, yeah, of course.
I mean, reggaeton is coming.
I've always listened to that.
You know why reggaeton? Because Latinas love it.
Yes. To that. I mean,
Latinas love reggaeton.
Oh my gosh.
Patty love it. Patty's Latina.
Well, Philip hates when I play it too.
I don't like reggaeton. I can't stand Ozuna.
Are you a Bad Bunny fan?
I don't really like Bad Bunny too much, but I mean he's cool.
A song with Jerry.
I think there's some of his songs are good.
You like Bad Bunny?
Yeah, I like the Drake and Bad Bunny song they did.
See, DJ like anything with Drake
I like
on
Ozuna.
It just goes. It's really
Ozuna's
good.
But you know what? Drake is a good feature. Drake is a good feature.
No, he's really good.
All right, so we're still on this music topic. I'm gonna ask everybody in the room. There's only three of us, but if they had one album for life, what is it going to be?
Oh, you can't do that.
Okay.
No, you can't do that.
Okay, well, Patty doesn't want to do it. If I had one album for life, It's probably gonna be like Earth, Wind, and Fire, Spirit. Some songs that you know.
He's on crack. Andy,
laughing at
crack. That's what God.
No, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Spirit. I'll be all right. I'll be happy. No. I'll be happy for life.
All right.
For one album for life, if you can listen to it.
Tripping.
I'm not tripping. I'm very honest. That's how I feel. That's in my heart.
That's what you're going to listen to for the rest of your life. One.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, bro. I'm named after it. You got to understand that. It's in my blood.
I get that. But still, like, that's all you can listen to forever is that one album. You will listen to that every
day. I'll be all right. I can listen to it every day and be cool. I can listen to it every day and be cool. What about you? Now, DJ, he don't listen to albums. He listens to songs.
I listen to albums.
Okay. He's going to pick Drake.
I probably just wouldn't listen to music if I could only listen to one album.
Well, no, that's not the question.
Damn. All right, check it out. Can you come back to me?
Patty don't have an album.
She don't got an album.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
If you pick anything from 2018,
no.
You know what? I'm not even mad at you. 2018 had a lot of good albums.
No. Hold
up. So now he got to go on Spotify and look at the albums.
Yeah,
but you know, we can talk about 2018 albums. There were so many good ones this year. And you know what? My least favorite was Scorpion by Drake.
Yeah, I didn't really like Scorpion that much.
It wasn't hard because he's not that hard.
He's very.
Look, the best album of the year was Eminem's.
The song?
What? Yes, Kamikaze was. Oh my gosh.
You're crazy.
I'm drunk.
Yes.
Kamikaze was the best album of the year, bro.
That didn't even give me flame for a week. What are you talking
about? Kamikaze was the best album of the year, bro.
I forgot he even dropped an album.
Best album of the year is Kamikaze because you didn't listen to it.
No, it's not.
That nigga has so many bars on there, it's ridiculous.
Best album of the year was definitely Drake's.
No.
I didn't even like it, but just because of all the plays he got and everything, just because he's
No, Drake, he just got a lot of plays because people, he's popular.
That's it.
But you know what? No one really like, there's so many good albums out there this year. Like a lot of people, everybody put out an album. J. Cole's album was ridiculous.
I'm into a lot of like female artists right now, so
Cardi B's album was ridiculous.
Cardi B is really good, but I wouldn't want to listen to her every single day because I told you. It's too much. I mean, it's cool, but it's too much. I like to listen to like slower, you know, more meaningful music.
Yeah,
Cardi B's album was hard.
I think the only thing I like about Cardi B is her Spanish. When she speaks Spanish,
no, but she wasn't just in Spanish. Like she
watch out.
Her album was hard, to be honest. But yeah, you know, that's a wrap on
it.
We're gonna have to come back
right now.
So hold on.
We're gonna have to come back on DJ's little question. DJ had to go get a refill. So you know what? I'm gonna go to my wife and ask her, "What's a travel destination you want to go to, and why?"
We're supposed to go to Hawaii. But, I mean, there's a lot of beautiful places. I really want to go to Bali.
Where's Bali at? I think Bali's in Indonesia.
It's in Indonesia.
Yeah, it's in Indonesia. It's a lot of blue water there.
It's beautiful.
Like, if you ask me where I want to go personally, I want to stay in the States because that's just who I am. I want to go to New York. And DJ just told me, you don't want to go to New York. But I've been to New York once, but I didn't get to have that much fun in New York. I just want to go to New York, go to like a Knicks game, go to a Giants game. Nah, I really want to go do that. I want to go to a Yankees game. I want to go to all the games out there, go to all the New York stuff and do all the stuff out there. But it ain't no different than L.A. So what's the point?
It's a lot different.
That's what I'm saying, like Bali.
It's a lot different.
So
No.
Look, it like stinks. I don't want to go because it's being recorded.
Look, New York. Hey, look, we got somebody talking about y'all in New York.
I'll talk mad shit.
He said it stinks. Hey, yo, talking to the people in the Bronx. Talking to the people in Brooklyn, Manhattan, Staten Island.
Niggas don't even shower, bro. It's all good.
Oh, hey. New York niggas stink. That's what this nigga is saying. New York niggas don't shower, all right?
That's why some European niggas blood. Some
stinky ass niggas, bro. He said, y'all smell like Europeans, nigga. So.
Nah, I'm playing. Hey, but for real?
Nah, he really serious. DJ really does hate New York niggas. For real. DJ hates New York niggas.
Nah, hell no. Some of my closest friends are New York niggas, man.
Nah, DJ don't fuck with New York niggas.
Oh my god,
DJ didn't like New York too much.
Wait. So, Cardi B,
what?
She's single now and shit. You know what I'm saying? Heard what happened, right?
We got DJ trying to be the new Offset.
Nah, hell no, not in a million years. She's got a kid and shit now, dog. So that shit.
DJ really talking like he got a chance with Cardi B over here. I'm not kidding you. He over here like, yeah, she got a kid.
I wouldn't. That's
you told me you didn't like Cardi B.
Yeah, no, I actually heard a little bit of her music. I gave it a shot. It was kind of cool. She speaks Spanish too, and when she raps in Spanish, it's pretty dope.
I told you she was hard, bro.
She's all right.
She's really good. Have you seen her videos yet?
Nah.
I don't watch music videos. Only person I know that watch music videos is Greg. I don't watch music videos. Greg watches every music video.
But on the TV?
Maybe because they don't have music video shows no more. Because they used to have like MTV, TRL, and what was the BET one? BET 106 and Park.
Yeah,
106 and Park. And Greg used to always want to go on 106 and Park. I remember that. So... Greg loved 106 and Park. Yeah. I hated 106 and Park because the commercials were too long. Like BET, that's why I don't like watching BET because there's more sponsors than there is show. I don't know if people ever watch BET. I know white people don't ever watch it. White people never watch BET. That's a fact. I know that. No, they will not watch BET. Matter of fact, it don't even come in the packages in Yucaipa.
You said it doesn't come in the packages in Yucaipa.
No, BET does not come in packages in Yucaipa. You have to ask for it. So, that's how they feel about BET out here. Well, you know what? That used to be like that. I don't think it's like that no more. I don't have BET because you know why? They got too many sponsors.
Too many commercials?
Nigga, I'm telling you, commercials. It's 15 minutes of commercials and 10 minutes of show. I'm not kidding you.
Sounds about right.
Like, it's wrong. It's wrong.
People are trying to get their money, bro. That's all it is. People want to eat.
All right.
Green motherfuckers want to eat.
So, Patty, you got a dream job you would like in life?
I'm at my dream job right now.
Okay. You're at your dream job.
Businesswoman.
She's a businesswoman, y'all. She's progressing in her job, doing very well. So, DJ, what's your dream job, bro?
Ooh, I'm gonna have to go with porn star.
Oh my god.
Wait, what do you mean?
And this nigga called me drunk. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just playing. Look.
I have something.
Let me see. Porn stars they're probably the cleanest people on earth.
I don't know about that, but I don't really
know. Yeah, probably not. Yeah. Maybe not.
I don't know about that.
I don't know.
Awkward turn.
I mean, look. The president's out here like smashing porn stars. Like, it's.
I don't care about the president. We don't talk about him. He's not really like the president. He's president by default because they wanted to get the black nigga out of there and they didn't want to put a woman in there.
Facts. Okay. You know he's going to jail though, right?
Who? President Trump?
Yeah, he's going to jail after he serves his...
Well, that's good for him. I hope he does have a good time in jail too. Besides the fact, I forgot what I asked you. What's your dream job? You want to be the president? Is that your dream job?
I want to be Dan Bilzerian.
That's not a real job.
I don't know what his job is.
He's rich.
What? Why?
Because his daddy and mommy.
Is that why?
Dan the man. McKee told me about him. Dan the man. McKee told me about him a long time. I want to be Dan the man. No, a real dream job, DJ. Like, for real. Like, if you could work a job, not be Dan the man. Come on. Nobody lives their life except Dan the man. So.
What does he do, though?
He has a rich dad. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wow. A very rich dad.
What's his dad do? Whatever he does.
Okay. For me, my dream job would to be own an NBA franchise or own an NFL franchise or own an MLB franchise or something like that. That don't happen for young black men like myself. It only happened for one black owner in life or two. There's been two black owners. Bob Johnson and Michael Jordan. That's it.
Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's not an owner. He wasn't an owner like that.
He owns
he doesn't own them anymore. He hasn't owned them for years.
The Brooklyn Nets.
He hasn't owned them for years.
That's why they're still Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah, but he hasn't owned anything in them for years. They belong to some, I forgot his name, but he's some big, I don't want to disrespect the guy. I don't know what he is, but he's a very rich man. Let's just say that. I want to be Steve Ballmer. Yeah, Steve Ballmer's the owner of the Clippers. He's the richest owner in the NBA.
The racist dude.
No, that's Donald Sterling. They got rid of him. Oh, okay. Steve Ballmer bought the team. $2 billion cash money. Cash money.
Like, here you go. Let me get
cash money. And guess what? I still got $26 billion in the bank. I'm not tripping. Steve Ballmer. He got anything he wants. So, you know what?
Wow.
Me, I love debate shows. I love First Take. Actually, I don't love First Take. I love Undisputed. But I used to love First Take when they had them all together.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, we all got preferences in life. So, I got a preference for you. A question for you, not a preference. DJ, so who you like more? Stephen A. Smith, Big Mouth New Yorker, or Down South Uncle Shannon Sharp?
I'm about to go Sharp on that one. Sharp just keeps it real too much. He's funny as hell, man.
Yeah.
Comedy.
Yeah, Skip.
Yeah. Skip.
You know, I respect Shannon Sharp because he's a Hall of Famer in football. You know, me, I love me some football. But the way he be talking and the way he bring the audience laughs and gets everybody to have a good time with the show.
Yeah, yeah.
No one else does it like that. No one else is funny on TV like that. He's so like, he brings something different to TV that you've never seen. So that's what's cool about Shannon Sharp. He bring his Black and Milds. He bring Hennessy. He bring his gummies. And you know, he be smoking with Snoop. I don't know if he really be smoking with Snoop, but I know Snoop be giving him packages and stuff. And you know, Shannon be going home and smoking it.
He's at home.
I mean,
work is like his home.
He be eating gummies on the set. He be eating gummies
medicated gummies.
He be eating medical gummies on the set. Yeah, he said, yeah, Skip, I got my gummies. You know, we talking about LeBron. Yeah, Skip.
You know,
so I mean,
Skip's a believer too, so he's just.
I thought I was a LeBron fan.
They're funny together.
But Shannon Sharp took LeBron fan to a whole different level. Like,
yeah,
he took being a LeBron fan to a whole different level. I thought I was bad. But then Shannon Sharp, he made me look like, nah, I'm LeBron's biggest fan. He truly is LeBron's biggest fan.
Y'all pretty much tired.
Nah, he got me killed.
Y'all kind of tired, bro.
Walking to him.
Oh, walking to him, Wentz? Yeah. I don't know. I think Shannon Sharp is like the biggest LeBron fan on the planet. I'm not a LeBron fan like that.
Yes, the hell you are.
Well, how come I ain't rooting for the Lakers?
I don't know. That's a good-ass question. You tell me, actually. What's good? You were rooting for the Heat. What's wrong? You don't like purple and gold?
Nope. I don't like the Lakers.
Wow.
Never have, never will.
I thought it was a Kobe hate.
Patty got a Lakers LeBron jersey.
You got a Lakers LeBron?
Yeah.
Miami Heat.
Yeah.
You born to the Heat versus the Clips?
Yeah.
Oh, you a real one.
She didn't want to. I made her.
Oh, shit. You lucky y'all didn't get to those squabs.
I didn't make her, but I told her, you know.
Basketball. I had to wear a jersey.
No, you don't have to. But
I mean, to me, it's like.
All right. So we got the other two. We got to go with Skip Bayless and Max Kellerman. I don't know how I feel about this. I don't like Max that much, but Max is real. Max is, I say he's kind of black, if you ask me.
Kind of what?
Black, Max.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Max black, you don't even know. Max be always spitting these hip-hop rhymes on his show. It's funny.
What?
Yeah. Nah. You never seen Max spin the hip hop flows? Or he be dropping them. Max used to be a rapper, bro. Yeah, Max Kellerman was a rapper.
I swear.
Yep. But, you know, if you ask me this question, Skip Bayless and Max Kellerman, who you got, DJ? Me, I'm going to choose Skip. Sound like DJ don't like neither one of them.
Not really.
Because DJ kind of racist.
What about Molly?
I'm racist against everybody, though.
Oh, we can go Molly or Joy?
Who is that?
Oh, I love Joy.
Who is this?
Molly, or those are the girls that are like the moderators.
I love Joy.
Oh, you talking about the little redhead girl?
The little redhead girl. The
redhead one, dog.
I don't know who you're talking
She's
about.
She's on the show with T.I. No, not T-Mac. T-Mac.
What?
She,
oh, Rachel Nichols. You're talking about Rachel Nichols.
Her.
No, we're talking about Molly Kierum.
I don't know who that is.
The girl with First Take.
I know there's a girl on First Take.
Yes, there's a girl on First Take. See, you're so black. You know what? This nigga don't even watch the shows.
I watch the show, but I didn't know she was. I didn't.
Yeah, you like that lady right there. Yeah, that lady. That's Molly. She married to Jalen Rose.
Oh, she's on the. I never seen her.
Oh, wow. He's really never watched First Take because, like, she's on the show more than anybody else.
Really?
She's on the show more than Stephen A. and Max, bro.
Thank
okay. Like, she's the star of the show.
Yeah, I don't watch the Stephen A. and Max that much anymore. I watch Shannon Sharp and Skip.
Okay. I understand. I watch Shannon Sharp and Skip, too. I don't watch the other one.
Cause I'm happy for Skip, though. I'm glad that, you know, he went and did his own thing.
Because ESPN is some... ESPN ain't nothing.
You know, he's doing it.
Yeah, the hell they are. Don't ever say that.
All right, so we're going to go rapid fire with these other questions.
Kobe.
We're going to get them out quick, and we're going to end the podcast real quick. So we're going to go tacos or burritos.
Easy burritos.
Burritos. Yeah.
All right, everybody's going burritos. Yeah, I love tacos, but a burrito is just a big ass taco.
Now, if you would have said like a burrito and chicken wings.
Okay, well, burrito or chicken wings?
Ooh.
He's black. He's going to pick the chicken wings.
You know, I got to pick the chicken wings.
He going to pick the chicken wings.
Can I
pick that's the reason why he said it. Wait. He had to bring some black shit into it.
That's not black. Can I put the chicken wings in the burrito?
He's really black.
Is that allowed?
He's really, really black.
Are you just
you know what I'm saying? Put the chicken tenders.
Okay. I ain't never looked. Okay. Burgers or pizza?
Ooh, pizza.
Pizza?
Heck yeah.
Patty, what you got?
Because I love french fries, I'm going to say hamburgers.
I didn't say french fries though. The burger don't come with no french fry. The burger just come by itself.
All right, well, burgers.
She chose burgers. Me? I might choose like a hot dog.
Ugh.
No.
I know everybody think hot dogs is like nasty. But like
the worst thing
I don't care. I mean I don't really want to talk too much about hot dogs because I don't want to sound the wrong way, but burgers. You know. Pizza or burgers? Ah man.
Hot dogs.
But you know what? Where's the burger from though? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you might get a fire-ass burger somewhere that's better than some pizza. Pizza can only get so good. A burger can get better than the pizza.
Heck no, you can
do all kind of add-ons to a burger. You can do all kind of add-ons to a pizza, too.
Yeah, pizza gets unlimited. Pan crust.
Yeah.
Head toss crust.
Burgers.
Crust.
Burgers get unlimited also.
You know, you can go so far pizza.
You want to switch?
Oh my gosh, pizza goes everywhere.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, but burgers go everywhere too, bro. You got to remember, burgers.
Some meat, cheese, bun. Maybe some ketchup, mustard, some pickles,
some tomatoes. Avocado. You can make it all kinds of ways, bro.
You can throw some egg on that though. With some
I'm telling you, nigga, you can make burgers all kind of different. I'm going to choose a burger over some pizza. Because you know what? I can eat a burger every day and be happy. I can eat pizza every day and be happy too. Yeah. But I ain't. That's why it's such a hard question. But you know what? I'm going to run with the burger and I'm going to be happy. Angus McCurdy's. What's up?
You'd be so pissed after like day 3. All that beef.
Nah, I'll be getting buffed, bro. What you talking about?
The habit.
I be at the habit.
I be at
the habit all the time. But I'm not about to be out there. I'm not about to be there no more. Trying to save my money, bro.
Yeah.
Eating at home.
Is it a hit?
I mean, it's not a hit, but when you take your family, everything is a hit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, we go out to eat twice. We spent $60 on accident.
Dang.
Yes, on accident. Like, so we got to make sure we eat at home. And if we go to the grocery store, we spending $60 anyways, too. No matter what, when we eating, we spending a lot of money. Food costs a lot, man. Food is something good. But you know what? So, if you was on death row.
Nigga, the EBT.
Nah, nigga, I don't use EBT. I don't have that.
EBT.
See, you sound like John over here.
What?
You sound like John. Something John was saying. Nigga, EBT, bro.
He knows. That's why.
We all know. But you know what? I just can't get no EBT like that. I got a job. And I make too much money. And I don't even make enough money, to be honest. I make too much, but I don't make enough. Something wrong.
Yeah, that's dumb.
So if you was on death row and you know you was about to die, you get a like a final meal. What's gonna be in that final meal? You got three items. What you bringing? What you getting to your table? Everybody, get your answers ready. I'll come with mine first because I already know what I like.
Yeah.
Huh? I want a fire taco. A fire ass taco, bro. I like tacos. Like, it got to be like at least two or three of them, no. I need some shrimp. Yeah, I need some shrimp. What you talking about? Right. What you talking about, bro? Of course I need some shrimp.
Like some shrimp tacos?
No. I want my shrimp. I need my shrimp. Just fried shrimp by themselves. Like 20 of them.
You only get three choices. You got tacos and shrimp.
Carne asada tacos and some shrimp. And my last thing I'm going to put on there. Y'all going to think I'm crazy. But I'm going to say a hot link. I'm going to say a hot link. Bring me a hot link straight from the barbecue grill. I'll be happy as hell, nigga.
Yeah,
that's one of my three favorite things in the world right there.
I fuck with a hot link.
A hot link? Nigga, what you talking?
I fuck with a hot link. All
right. Right? A hot link is bomb.
Hell yeah.
Never go long with a hot link.
That shit.
Especially for your last meal.
God. Yo. Uncle Langston makes some bomb ass hot links, man.
Patty likes my dad. One of my dad makes.
Miss Bunk, man. I'm going to have to try some.
Hot links, man. Hot links is life. But they got to be the right. They got to be the right kind. They can't be the nasty ones. Don't get the cheap ones.
No. Nah.
You got to spend a little money on some hot links. You get the quality hot links. But yeah, you got your last meal ready. Your last three.
How do I come after tacos, shrimp, and? I would
How do I come out the taco shrimp? Duh.
I wanna maybe go with like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh my god.
I want some turkey for sure.
You want some dry ass turkey.
Not dry.
You want some turkey? Nigga, I don't ever eat turkey. I don't care about no turkey.
What?
Don't give a damn about no turkey.
Yo, y'all also brought me a plate back from his people's for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The turkey was fierce as fuck. This shit was fire.
It was Egyptian.
It was mad moist.
It was Egyptian.
I don't know what it was, but it was good as fuck.
I bet you it was.
That shit was fire. I ain't go front.
So DJ wants some turkey.
Some fire turkey.
Fire turkey, not dry ass turkey.
Thanksgiving, like not yeah, man. I'm gonna have to have like a nice I wanna have a nice Italian pizza from Italy though. From the motherland.
He wants an Italian pizza.
From Italy. All natural ingredients. I want them shits picked from earth and made that day.
He might not even like it when he get it, though. He don't even know what he getting. You never know. I don't know. It might be different in Italy than what it is in America.
Pizza's pizza.
No. Pizza could be different in Italy. You never know.
flour, bread.
Well, I'm just speaking off of just, I don't know.
Sauce.
I'd rather have me a New York slice of pizza instead of going to Italy, bro. Go get me one in New York. I'd be cool.
Eating out there in New York where it stinks and shit like that. You know, you
Once again, it proves DJ hates New York.
I hate New York. I'm just speaking facts. Like, this shit was... What?
Once again, proves that DJ hates New York.
That's... I know it does. Does not look. You've been there. You smelled it.
Yes.
There's a smell up there.
Smell like Los Angeles.
Los Angeles does thing too. Yeah.
Yes.
Los Angeles.
They smell the same. That's why earlier when I said Los Angeles and New York, they're the same thing. But you know, New York is just a little bit more, a lot more buildings and a lot more crowded.
Yeah.
Well, I can't say more crowded because LA is just freaking ridiculous. Can't even drive out there at any time of the day. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. It don't matter what time o'clock in the morning, you hitting traffic.
It's a lot of Asian people too. You know how they drive.
Yeah, we ain't gonna talk about race. Alright, we gonna talk. I know. Oh yeah, talking about Asian people, the way they can't drive. Like, we all know that. We ain't gonna talk about it though.
Alright.
You know they gonna say about black people, oh, all black people do it still. That's not true.
Hey, I feel like when I'm in the stores though.
Oh, you get watched.
Oh my god. Hey, I was in a spot. Every employee in the store was at my area at one time. I kid you not. I was in Best Buy today and everybody was named. I was like, yo, I'm in my shirt. I'm like, I think I'm really gonna steal.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Like what? I was like, yo, this is crazy.
Well, what you know, what took that away from me is having Divine. But they still think I'll be stealing. I don't know.
Yeah.
But most stores I go to, I go to all the time, so they know who I am.
Oh, like I hear this shit?
I go to the same stores. I ain't stealing nothing. I ain't got nothing to steal. So when you black, you get racially profiled all the time, no matter what. Cool. And people always think you're stealing, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah.